probably most of them would be, well, nowadays it might even be chain link fence or pipe panelings.
Okay.
Back earlier days, they would have been pole, what they call pole corrals.
Yeah.
Or rock walls.
Okay. Would they use any rail fences for that? Or would that be something
else? Yeah, rail, well, what I'm referring to is a pole. Pole fence would be a rail fence.
Okay. Alrighty. Got a couple more questions to ask you about the house. I'm going to get back to that ranch stuff, though. Do you have any storm cellars around here? We talked about other cellars, but what about storm cellars?
No, I don't know of any storm cellars here.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid in, well, my real early days back in western Kansas,
yeah,
we had storm cellars.
Okay. We don't have tornadoes here.
So basically, they're just a place to get away from tornadoes and things.
Yeah.
I see. It's probably a little further east that you see tornadoes in Colorado.
Well, there have been a couple touched down, right? One back up here on the mountains several years ago that took down a whole forest about...
Wow.
I guess it must have been 400 feet wide and probably 3/4 mile long, where it just laid the whole forest down.
Wow. Anybody get hurt? Or?
No, don't think so.
Good. That sounds pretty awful.
And then just this earlier this summer, there was one touched down up here it's probably about 20 miles from here, up where they call it McKenzie Junction.
Okay.
So it would be north and west of here.
Okay. I saw where McKenzie Drive is, right around there. That takes you to Florence at the back way.
No, it wouldn't.
No. Okay. A couple more household... do you use storm windows around here?
We don't, because we have double-pane windows.
Okay.
And they tell us that storm windows would be ineffective on them.
Okay.
But there are quite a lot of people that do use storm windows.
Okay. And those aren't made of plastic, are they? No.
Oh, there might be some of them, but I think most of them are made of either aluminum frames or wood frames.
Okay. What is something... Well, you have one right... That's an interesting thing.
You know what it is?
No, not exactly. First of all, what's in the middle of it? What are you using as? Okay. And what is the... I got an intuition of what it is, but what exactly is that piece?
Well,
what's your intuition?
Some sort of... What is called a yoke? Is that right?
Well, they call it a horse... It's a horse collar. It goes around the horse's neck, and then those metal things on the outside are hames.
Okay.
And that's where the tugs and the harness attached to it.
Okay. Did you buy that like that, or?
No.
Made.
Our son and daughter-in-law gave that collar to us one Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just for Christmas.
And and the hames too. But they came from her father's farm out in eastern Colorado.
Okay.
So I polished the collar up and painted the hames and put the mirror in it.